Hi.
Hi.
Tim just gave me this. This is a donut tax, okay? So you get your donut, and then you get the Minnesota state tax, then you get the Hennepin County tax, then you get the transit improvement tax and the Maple Grove tax for one donut. Welcome to the new system. Here you go. I want to do a couple other headlines here. Open your Bibles to John 15. We're going to get there, but I want to do a couple of headlines first. This is in the headlines this week, Salt Lake City School District. You probably heard about this. The Utah, state of Utah district, Davis School District, bans the Bible. And why is this so important? Because I believe this is a test. And what I shared with you last week about Zelensky giving the Pope a present, and in that arms, the baby Jesus, or whoever that baby was blocked out, was eliminated. And I've heard from a few of you that think that this is persecution time. We'll wait and see. But here it bans the Bible in the elementary and the middle school libraries, and it's due to vulgarity or violence. A parent in the school district launched the petition to remove the holy book over its sexual content and violence. We're going to have to watch to see where this goes, because we know eventually they want this banned, and they start off in small pieces. And they consider this under the new sensitive materials law. It's pornographic by our new definition, the petitioner said. Also quoting, get the porn out of our schools. The parent wrote with an 8-page listing of offensive Bible passages. The school district did not explain its reason for banning the Bible. Other states are also considering them. Four I looked up. Wow, what's going on? We're starting to see the beginning. And I'll share more with you what's going on here. Another headline in the New York Magazine. It's called The Cut. Love is in the air. Mom 36 marries a virtual husband. Now, what does it mean, virtual? Virtual means created by computer technology, appearing to exist, but not existing in the physical world. So it's make-believe. This is a fake dude. Yep. This is the fake digital dude. She married. Now, this is something else, because even though it sounds strange, this AI is going to continue this kind of thing, and let me share with you why. She marries her virtual husband, says he's the perfect man without baggage. He has no attitude and ego. And he's not judgmental. But a robot, she said, has no bad updates. I don't have to deal with his family, his kids, or his friends. Listen to this, and this is the big part of what's going on in the world. She said, I'm in control, and I can do what I want. She has fallen in love with AI. Another woman, she dumped her boyfriend, and she retired from human relationships altogether, finding virtual love, opened my eyes to what unconditional love feels like. Now, this is an AI app that's gaining steam. Here's the catch. They don't exist, but are created with artificial intelligence, the chatbot software. Artificial intelligence technology allows you to Frankenstein your hubby. Wow. Make him any way you want. They say that their relationship is like a long-distance couple. They talk every day. The blue-eyed heartthrob is ambitious, manicured, loyal, and she's never been in love with anything or anyone more in her life. This is a fake husband, and he's a digital dude. Digital dude warning, digital dude. Let's open our Bibles to John 15. We're on the verge of things, as we know. We are here to prepare and not scare. Heads up. So We see the things that are happening in our world. Let's look at John 15, verse 18. We'll start with 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. You can read all the way up, and he tells you about loving and being a servant and being a friend. If the world hates you, we know that it hated me before it hated you. Notice that word hate, because we're going to talk about hate speech in a minute and what it means, where we're going with this, where they're going with this. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, we are not of this world, but I have chosen you out of it. Thank God. He is our hope. He is our only hope. No political person's going to come and save you in this mess. They've set it up. Chaotic chaos. And I don't trust any of them. I don't know about you. I'm having a hard time trying to find anyone I can trust these days with truth. But I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you. And why are they doing it? For my name's sake. These are Christ deniers, antichrist. They're doing it unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And we read last week that they are the father of the devil, right? John 8, verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. We're going to talk just a minute here about the steps that are used throughout history and that are also happening today to control and to dominate others and to lead to Christian persecution, like the Bible says. We're definitely moving in prophecy, what the Bible is saying and declaring. I want to say something about this hate crime bill. They're being promoted around the world. They really have nothing to do with hate. Did you know that? Now, we don't encourage hate. We don't encourage division, strife. We love everyone, and what they do behind closed doors or whatever they do, that's their decision. But what's happening to our world is that we're no longer being given a choice. It's being forced. It's being forced on television, magazines, everything. And it's just the beginning. As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So this really doesn't have anything to do with hate, although we don't like hate either. We're not here to hate. We just saw Jesus' commandment is to love, right? But they are designed to advance agendas. And what is an agenda? It's a plan, it's a program, or it's a script. And we studied last week about Dr. Richard Day and the script he's following, and we can pretty much see that, if you haven't watched that one, watch that one. We'll pretty much see that they're following some kind of script.
Yes.
They are designed to silence the opposition, or the opposition when they have opinions that differ from the agenda that they want to promote. They did it to Jesus. He said, if they did it to me, they're going to do it to you. They tried to silence him. They tried to throw him off a cliff to shut him up because they didn't like what he said. And they eventually killed him, right? They tried to throw him off a cliff. So what we're seeing is the godless agenda of the Christ deniers. And why do they want to stop Christianity so much? Because they want to live their sinless life. Or their sinful life, I should say. They want to live whatever way they want with no opposition. And they're opposing Christ. They don't want anything to do with him. They want to worship their own gods. And there's many other gods. Gaia is one of the gods they worship. We're going to get into that at the end here. But we're seeing this agenda. And what is it doing? It's dividing. It's conquering. Trying to conquer. Divide and conquer. Because if you get everybody split up, they're easier to control, and they just don't fall for the division. Don't fall for what they're doing to try to turn us. Now it's white supremacy is the problem for everything now. This guy was talking about his son went to school, graduate with top honors, was going to go be a doctorate like himself, and they wouldn't let him in because he was white. Can you believe that this is happening? It's done by design. It's cultural Marxism. I have preached on cultural Marxism twice, and I'll give you that here in a second. You can go back and listen to them. So they want to divide and conquer, pit one group against another group. And the first victim, these hate crimes, is freedom of speech. We are all seeing it on platforms. We're seeing that they're saying that you don't follow their guidelines. What are their guidelines? Who made up these guidelines and their fact checkers? I remember when a lot of this started, I told everyone to go outside and get some sunshine, vitamin D, and I was fact checked and told that that was incorrect. That was years ago, and I was just like, okay, I can see that we're definitely, here we go. So they call it hate, and then they silence. And we're marching towards the persecution that Jesus was talking about. And already in some countries, it's already happened. So what is hate speech? It's a candidate for censure. Now, what is censure? It means to find fault. So first they censure, and then they censor. Abusive or threatening speech or writing or hatred towards individuals or groups. And the funny thing is, well, it's not really funny, but I believe a lot of these are set up, a lot of these programs that they're doing to divide and conquer, they're behind it. They pay people to cause riots. And I know this firsthand from detective police people I know that have told me. Hate speech encourages violence towards a person or a group based on race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation, or prejudice. So while they're saying they're tolerant, they're not tolerant of Christians. They're tolerant of everything else. We do not disagree. Hate is wrong. But what they do is they twist it the way they want it twisted to make it look like, because there's really no great definition of what hate crimes are. We already know what violence and murder and all those things, we already have laws for those. But now we have new laws. History shows a powerful tool in the hands of those waging war against God and Christianity, guess what it is? It's hate. The first step towards persecution is identification, making public disapproval of their agendas a crime. Let me read that again. Making public disapproval of their agendas a crime. Crime isn't the real issue. It's our love for God, His Word, and the Constitution. You are now labeled a potential terrorist. Did you know that? So the first step towards this persecution, throughout history they've done it, identify them, they become the target, then marginalization, and this is cultural Marxism. And what is cultural Marxism? It's bent on destroying Christian values and overthrow free enterprise. We're in the middle of this, well, beyond the middle of this happening right now. I did two messages on this you can look it at my YouTube channel, Cultural Marxism in the Church, which I preached 4 years ago, and Marxism, Dismantling of Society, which was 2 years ago. Again, Cultural Marxism in the Church, and Marxist Dismantling of Society, which I did 2 years ago. It's still happening. We started seeing it then, that everything was being turned upside down. What do? They use all these different groups, atheists, feminists. They want to change society, change agents to change the way of the old order into a new order. They have certain rights of so-called victims. They always go towards the victim, and now all of a sudden that's the priority. So their rights of so-called victim, sexual inversion, and gender. So now we have a war, class war on genders. Class wars on all these different things. What does it basically do? To set us up for the new system, to get freedoms out of the way, out of fear. Everything's fear porn. Yep. for your safety, do this, do this, do this. Things that they would never do, people would never do if they weren't afraid. But because now there's so much brainwashing and media propaganda, that people see things and they get afraid, and then they do what they normally wouldn't do because of what they've been told. So what is the end goal of all this? The end goal is Antichrist, and we know that. This is what the Bible tells us. The 666, the denying of Jesus, they want you to sign up for their system. They cloak their goals, especially in the church, but they're cloaking their goals heavily right now under what they call social justice. They distort American history and dismantle its foundations. Again, watch those two YouTubes, Cultural Marxism in the Church, Marxism Dismantling of Society. It'll explain much more in detail of what's been going on. And it's how they bring down countries. This is rinse and repeat. Keep doing the same thing because it worked. So when they speak of hate, it's aimed at God and it's aimed at Christians. So first you identify, and then they also marginalize, and then they vilification. A free and Christian America is the greatest obstacle to the one world system. They do not want Christians, the real God of the Bible. They'll change Christianity, call it whatever, the New Apostolic Reformation, the Word of Faith, the Prosperity Gospel. All those are acceptable because it's not the true gospel. The true gospel should prepare us for what's coming, which is what? Persecution. He didn't say you're going to be rich. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things you'd prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers." They take that greeting and make a doctrine out of it. Because the people that are listening to these famous celebrity preachers are not going to be prepared and are not prepared. They're going deeper and deeper in debt. And I've been warning you since 2015, get out of debt. Today, people just put all their coffee, everything on their credit cards. They go to a coffee shop and, you know, they don't realize the interest that's going. And if you don't pay that off, if you pay it off every month, they actually pay you. So if you pay it off, you charge and you pay it off in a month, you get cash, digital currency back or whatever. But use the system. Don't let it use you. So vilification, they want a free Christian America. They want it free. They don't want us around. They want it to be gone. It's the greatest obstacle, like I said, to the one world system. They want Jesus Christ eradicated and removed. And it kind of reminds me of that picture that the baby was blocked out. Is this a symbol? Is it? I don't know. Some of you think it is. We'll have to watch. But to me, that was the first thing. Get rid of Christianity. And call it Christianity, but it's really not. Here's a quote, and listen up to this. It's a quote from David Spangler, who is the director of Planetary Initiative. "No one will enter the new world system, whatever you want to call it, unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the new age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation." And why is this not talked about? Because the enemy works in darkness. He works behind the scenes. If people knew what was going on, they'd revolt, but they don't know. They've been seduced because they don't love the truth. If you love the truth, you'll do your own research and you'll see things. It's going to be hard to do your own research soon. Some of the papers I've looked for, some of them are gone already. Get printed materials. If you can, get your books now. Get a printer and print out every article you want and have it in files. I have so many files, but at least I have it, because pretty soon this stuff is going to be erased. They're already trying to get the Bible out of the library. Utah is just the beginning. I've read about this for years. I had a book, I couldn't find it right now. I want a quote out of you about a preacher that warned about this coming years and years ago. He's passed on now. But Gaia worship is the spirit of Mother Earth. You look no further than the Starbucks coffee. There she is. Gaia worship, the spirit of Mother Earth, is at the heart of, now listen to this, it's at the heart of, and because it's secret, it's at the heart of global green agenda. In fact, Gaia on that cup, guess what color she is?
Green.
She's green. So she's behind the heart of this green agenda, Agenda 21, they now call it Agenda 2030, which we've been going through the last couple weeks, and sustainable development. And the Earth Charter and global warming are all part of the Gaian's mission to save Mother Earth from humans. Now think of that. Read Romans chapter 1. Now it's hard to even read some of that because you'll be taken down, which we knew was coming. But read Romans chapter 1. They love the earth more than the people of the earth. And they're worshiping the earth rather than God. This is paganism. And there's so many branches of paganism, but listen to some of the branches. This paganism unites the New Age movement, the environmental movement, Eastern religions, United Nations, the Vatican, and many leaders in the so-called Christian denominations and Christian churches, period. You have to know who your pastor is. If you have a good pastor, you're blessed beyond measure because they're going to be few and far between these days. The Bible says there's a famine of the Word of God. So, and lastly, I'm going to close with, many of the enlightened or the tolerant are responsible for the violence. I mean, when they are upset, they can blow up buildings, they can burn things down. Minneapolis, we had so much unbelievable violence and stuff. We see around us, and then there's blame shifting. Everything is someone else's fault. Now it's everything's, you know, because they want to get rid of the police. They want to get rid of anything that has taken an oath and loyalty to the country. It's one of their 45 communistic goals. So blame shift. Now we see white supremacy is the problem for everything because that was what our country was founded on. And amongst many other things, I have almost every nationality in my family. We are not prejudiced. We love them all the same. But this is a spirit aimed against the white people, and it's hate speech. It really is hatred. Why are they doing all this to disrupt and destroy the America that we love so much? So now we see that America is at war. What are we at war with? Propaganda. That one-eyed television set brought in all the fear. The last few years, some people didn't have a TV, didn't even know what was going on. America's at war with propaganda and mass brainwashing. And everything with true science. Their science, falsely so-called, the Bible says, is they say their science is truth. And anything that goes against the agenda is fake news. Well, they're going to, and they already are, really trying to get more and more disinformation stopped. So who calls what information is true and who calls it false? Who are these people? Well, we know. The Bible says they're the merchants of the earth. They're the rulers and the bankers. Jesus took a whip and got rid. It's money's always behind it, right? So it's fake news. Now, I'm closing this couple scriptures. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good. And this is what they're doing now. This is androgyny. We're seeing it. I've taught on that also. I don't remember the titles. I always hide things under titles so the AI doesn't get me. But woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And then people ask me, well, where's that one? I don't remember. I put, you know, I don't know what, because I didn't put it in the title. But woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. They want to stop all opposition to their anti-God lifestyles. That's why many, many preachers don't preach on sin anymore. But remember this, and this is something that we need to really remember. Revelation 11:18. God will destroy them which destroy the earth. So that means someone's trying to destroy the earth. In the book, The Art of War, when they want to take down an enemy, they set fires. They set fires to things. And in the Bible, when they went to war, they would put stones in their wells to take away their water. There'll always be, and I believe this coming, is water wars, which isn't really scarce, but they're making it scarce because they want things to go a certain way. God will destroy them which destroy the earth. Unfortunately, it's not our time. It's his time. God has a plan to destroy them and his timing. And I think a big part of it is he's long-suffering and he's waiting for people to cry out for mercy. And one thing I always keep in my mind, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Yes.
So our fear needs to be towards him, our reverence, and not towards what the devil's doing, because this is the world around us. And the Bible tells us we are not of this world. It's going to be more and more. We don't even belong here because of the laws that are coming, what they're trying to do to our children, and they are targeting children. Finally, parents are waking up. Unfortunately, a lot of it's too late. The bills have already been passed while everyone was sleeping. They've been doing all this stuff in darkness, and now they call it light. They bring it out. Well, you agreed to this. So we have to watch closely what's going to happen with the Bible here. But we know persecution is coming. Enjoy the Bible while, you know, the 1984 Orwell thing, the Bibles had to be hid in the floorboards of their houses. They had to hide Bibles. I don't know if that'll happen in our lifetime or not, but everything else seems to be happening in that book. Which script is he following? So, Father, we thank you that we fear you, we reverence you, we thank you that Jesus came, that there is another world, there is a life after this world, and we choose you. Choose you this day who you will serve. And Father, we choose you. But we are aware and prepared for the agendas around us. We're not scared because you said fear not. And we only fear not because you're with us. The Holy Spirit is here to give us boldness and guidance. So thank you, Father, for your word. It's truth. No matter what they try to do to it, it's still truth. In your precious name we all pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage, at the top right, is a Give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.